Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never doubt me, a famous man once said. He was my favorite talk radio show host. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Never doubt me, he said. Right. 95% of the time. Well, I'm not as right as he is. I'm probably more like 94, 93, but don't doubt me. What have I been telling you for weeks? And I knew it implicitly. You could just tell by looking at the stock market and how much came off the top, but most importantly, how much did not during the tariff scare. And folks, everything about these tariffs, right now tariffs are sitting, Trump's approval on tariffs sitting at 33%, according to Fox News poll, their polls very biased to the left, so he's probably 38 to 40, closer to, but definitely not majority support for the tariffs. Why? This is the media has done their best to terrify people about them. Let me ask you a question. Based on what? Based on what? No, think. Is there a fact that you can observe for yourself about the tariffs that is damaging? If so, could you text it to me? It's a trick question. There isn't one. It's all fear-mongering. It's all theory about what's coming. And maybe it'll be bad. Look, I don't know. There's no historical precedent for what Trump's doing. It could go badly. That's a possibility. I don't know. I'm willing to honestly tell you. I'm bullish on it, but can I predict it's going to go great? No, and I won't do it. None of them know either. But what have they been doing? What have I been telling you day after day after day? That the whole temper tantrum going on right now with the mainstream media, with the institutional investors, i.e. hedge funds, the shiny shoes, the billionaires, the rich people, pulling their money out of the stock market, is to try to scare mom and pop 401k into pulling the money out, to try to scare you into pulling your daughter's babysitting money out, to try to scare the little people for two things, two reasons. Number one, profit. Drive it down, pound it down. They got the money to wait it out, come back in, buy those undervalued stocks that they've pounded down through fear. They were going to try to steal from you, in other words, in a legal way. But they were trying to get you to doubt Trump, panic, and pull your money out. And you know how you could tell that? It would stop. If there was true panic, not fake panic induced around the boardroom, what can we do to stop Trump? I don't know. Main Street's going to profit again instead of us. I don't know. You got any ideas, Ron? No, I don't, Don. Hey, what should we do? I don't know. Let's go out there. Let's send all our people for another round of commentary on CNBC and try to scare mom and pop into pulling their little pittance out of the stock market. But what did I tell you? It is institutional Wall Street investors, the ones who donate at an 80% rate to Democrats. When I started in this business, donations from Wall Street went roughly half and half, Democrat and Republican. Now it's 80% Democrat. All Democrats are calling them, can you dump your stock? That'll help. Yeah, we got to get these mom and pops terrified. Plus, you dump your stock, you drive the market down. When they dump theirs, then you're just going to buy it as soon as they sell it and it'll go right back up. We'll try to terrify them. What did I tell you? I told you. This is institutional investors dumping stock and Main Street is holding on to stock. And the institutional investors were not dumping stock because they're legitimately terrified one iota. They're not dumping stock because Trump's trade deals and tariffs are really terrible. They're not even dumping stock because Trump has not been the best communicator here. I actually think that's a strategy. It's worked brilliantly with China. That's why half their factories have shut down. Nobody can place an order. They don't know what he'll do tomorrow. Tariffs might go up. Tariffs might go down. They might go all around. Hell, he may change his mind twice before lunch. Nobody knows. And so they've had to idle the factories. That's exactly how you put an embargo on China. In fact, it's a more powerful weapon, the uncertainty, than the tariffs themselves. But Scott Bessent just announced what I have been telling you and knew implicitly. The market did not dip because mom and pop are struggling or afraid, or because mom and pop have seen the horrible outcomes of these tariffs. Listen.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
Wow. 97% of individual investors haven't done a trade. You know what that tells you? This is a hoax. It's like COVID. Oh my God, the economy's going to crash. The end will come. And they cooked that up in the boardroom. They did. Who can we send out who will really terrify viewers if we put them on CNBC to lie there? Why don't you send them out again? Maybe they'll listen this time. Please. Texter writes, Tara, are you that hard up for show content? Biden is gone. He is no longer relevant. What is the point to rant and rave about his mental decline? Everybody knows it. Common knowledge tells us something we don't. No. I'm not telling you I don't. I know you know he was in mental decline. No, my whole point here is how they lie and then what they do after they lie. That's what I set up at the beginning of this program. I said, what is amazing about the way that they lie? And I want you to always see the end because we spend so much time on the beginning and we kind of gloss over the end. When they will lie and lie and lie and lie. When the lie is no longer useful and they've gotten away with it, they always take a victory lap and admit what they did. Why? To mock those of us who are red-pilled. Look, don't even bother posting that we're lying again. You know we're lying. We know you know we're lying. But it doesn't matter. We always win. Don't bother to post about it. Don't bother to tell your family about it. We're just going to win anyway. They'll mock you in for no reason. This is the final stage. There's always a phase four where they admit they lied and they admit it in a way that you could tell they know they lied. What is my point here? Well, we have people like Pablo coming in all the time who still think some of this is real. We do. I want to remind you how they lie. You know why I want to remind you? Because I lived through the first 2 months of COVID. Boy, that was hard. No, wait, stop the music. I'm not done. No. I am just digging in on this one. You go and drop that on the text line. I'm going to take you on about it. The first 2 months of COVID were some of the hardest of my life. My brother and sister stopped talking to me because I refused to side with the Fauci folks because I would have business owners on this show insist they stay open. People were accusing me of murder. In this audience, not liberals. You, like half of you. People are dying, Terry. They're dying. How do you not care? And I was saying it's fake. It's fake. Yeah, COVID's real, but the death deaths, it's all fake. Please believe me. And I was right. Absolutely nailed it. Now, I knew because Fauci published that New England Journal of Medicine study saying, yeah, it'll look bad for a while, but in the end, it won't be any worse than a severe flu season. We have one of those every 10 years. Nailed it. Got it right. Thank you. And never forget, no, because I've lived through this with you people. Even you, even this audience, 17 intelligence agencies say, and I can remember saying it's not true. And how many of you, kooky, this is crazy. This is a conspiracy show. In fact, our competition across town called us conspiracy theorists. They shut that station down. Because we crushed them. Because we got it right. I got it right. So when this happens again and half this audience falls for it, because that has happened, And oh my God, folks, those 2 months after COVID, oh my gosh, 2-3 really went on for 6 total, but honestly, really even three. I got called a murderer by you people. Like half the time, I was terrified for that ratings book to come out. My husband and I talked about it. What has been our strategy for all these years? We get it right. We may take a little bit of beat down in the beginning, but we get it right long term. We got to be right. Stick to that. Don't spin like a compass. And I didn't. Boy, did I take a beat down from you. You people. Half of you. The other half have sense. Now, do I take the beat down now that I used to from you guys when this stuff breaks? No. Because now you're learning. You're more red pill. You know how they lie. But I will never, ever, 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 ever miss an opportunity to show you the end phase of the lie. When it all falls apart and the liars come into the light and they clearly did it. And that is why I've spent that much time on this today. By the way, my sister and I are talking again, but we didn't speak for over a year. I had a banner off my Facebook page. She's one of us. Just telling people, don't listen. This is going to kill people. How could you tell businesses to stay open? Well, I mean, folks, that was my own family. And it wasn't just me. It was you. All your families were the same way. And that is why I'm talking about their lives, about Biden's dementia.